yeah, come on over. We're making a habit of visiting with you in postseason time, but a necessity, I think, here tonight as you hit that first inning home run to give your team the lead to stay. Talk about that at bat and what you were looking for to start off this game.
Well, for like the first at bat, since we already had two outs, I was just looking to hit a single so that I could get on base and then maybe like another one come up and move me. But once I hit that, I kind of like felt it like in the bat, and I just like knew that it was going.
Frozen rope to right field, just did clear the fence, and 11 of those now on the season, packing the power here in your sophomore year. How's it been for you to play? Do you feel all in all?
It's been pretty good, actually. I've done better than I thought I was going to do, and I think, like, actually, like, working in the offseason actually helps a lot than just, like, going up in the season, so it feels pretty good, too.
You had a couple of hits, a couple of RBIs in this game. Coach saying pitchers tonight throwing maybe a little slower than the team would like, but didn't really affect you. How was it for you facing pitchers with a little bit less velocity than the first round game especially?
That actually kind of, like, I hit better off those pitchers, I think. So then, like, I wait for the ball more, and then I just, like, let it rip for, like, the slower pitchers. And it actually, I like the slower pitchers, too.
All right, fine by you, Lily Peterson. Congratulations. Let's get Abby Kramer over here as Abby victorious. How does it feel now advancing to a region final now Monday night?
It feels really great. I think as a team we've worked really hard to get here, and honestly, I think we deserve it. We played a really good game.
Well, you got in some jams here tonight, but able to work your way out of them. Gave them a few walks, but racking up strikeouts, as you always do, eight here tonight. And talk about how big that fourth inning was for you after they got two runs back, made it a one-run game, striking out the last two batters with runners on second and third. Did that really set you on your way for the remainder?
Honestly, I think after we got in that situation, I just made sure that I had good composure. I know I have a good defense behind me and a good catcher to catch me, so anything that happens, I know my team will have my back. Once we got out of that, I knew that we were set for the game, and it felt really nice.
Yeah, really nice to get those two runs right back the next half inning to settle you down, I'm sure, and then adding one more run in the seventh. And you spoke of Micah. How big is it for you having a senior as well-seasoned as she is behind the plate, there for you behind the plate all season long?
It's fantastic. I love Micah. She's done a great job catching for me. She calls the game, and I think with that we've grown a better relationship, and now I can say she's one of my best friends, so it's great.
All right. Well, how was it for you later in this game? As I mentioned to Coach, they made you throw a lot of pitches tonight, over 120 for the game. Worked the count, got you into a lot of full counts. How are you feeling the last couple of innings?
I knew, since we had such a great lead, just keep my composure. Like I said, our defense is strong, and we've been on fire lately, so I wasn't too worried.
On fire and going to a region final on Monday. Abby Kramer, thanks a lot for stopping over.